If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Happy Friday, you guys. Welcome to The Edge.
This Edge is a little different because we're missing our buddy Chip. Don't worry, though. He'll be back next Friday for regular programming and all things Edge. All things Chip, I should say. But I wanted to make sure that I put up the listener question section of my conversation with Jackson Hightower. You guys had some really great questions, so I picked the top ones and we did discuss those, but I wanted it to be just a whole nother conversation because there was such good information in there. If you have not listened to our first conversation, Jackson is the founder of a company called Natural Jackson, where their mission is physical, mental, and sexual self-mastery. So we covered all sorts of topics. And if you are looking for more fulfillment in your sex life, I highly recommend going to listen to that first episode on the Velvet side of things that ran earlier this week. But these are all of the questions that I thought I had to get to for you guys. And Jackson gave some really great answers. So I hope you enjoy. Okay, if I don't get to these listener questions, I'll get in trouble. So let's get to these. How do you tell a man you don't want to film a porno without hurting his feelings? So basically, this listener said that they were having almost like aggressive sex. She was like, he was throwing her around in all these different positions in the room. And she was like, whoa. And it was also the first time they had had sex. So she wants to do it again to see if it gets better, but she's also like a little nervous.
Yeah.
So do you have suggestions on how she can approach this conversation?
So first off, I would imagine this guy probably watches a lot of porn.
Yeah, I think right?
So. So like that thing. You know, I would just say, look, like you got to talk to the guy and just tell him through the experience, like, let's go a little bit slower, right? Like, calm down, you know, relax. Let me, and maybe she can even initiate and engage in some activity where maybe she's massaging him and she sort of takes a little bit of that role where she sets the tone and the pace to be not this like animalistic, primal, like throwing around type of thing. I think the best thing is like always, hey, I would love it if you just did a little bit slower. Or like go a little bit slower. I like it when you do that. Or that feels so good when you go a little bit slower. So that the guy's like, oh, good is equated to slower, right? You're sort of pre-programming. Because he may not realize that like she may not enjoy what is happening. And, you know, hurting a guy's feelings is sort of secondary to like having the experience that you want. So I think I get a lot of questions from female friends like, well, I didn't say it because I didn't want to hurt his feelings. And I said, but then he never learns. And he never actually knows what it is that you want. And so I always encourage in a non-sexual atmosphere, having a conversation with him about like, what is he like? What are his like kinks? What is his fetishes? And then she can reply with what she likes. If he's listening, then he'll have an opportunity to be like, cool, I'm going to put that into use.
Yeah.
He's not listening and he just does it again. Probably not the guy for you.
Do you want to know something funny? I reposted a video that you were talking about the jackrabbit or the like trying to make it illegal for men to be able to, I call it jackhammering.
Yeah, it
but
could be both.
Yeah. Every girl that I've talked to about this is like, oh God, thank God somebody's saying this. Every boy or man was like, well, duh, of course. And I'm like, okay, if y'all are acting like this is such common knowledge, why is it happening so much? So that's the case in point of like how it's really difficult as a woman to talk to men about these certain things because, like you said, I think it's the ego thing. They don't want to say, oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So you just go based on what feels good to y'all.
Yeah, exactly. Or what they've been watching and what they've been attuned to, right? It's like you're going to do whatever you learn, right?
Right.
And that's all through this like fast, hard, you know, sexual experience. But yeah, I mean, as a woman being able to speak up and say like, hey, this doesn't actually feel good for me.
Mm-mm.
Right. And like, if that guy can't handle that, then he needs to work on some stuff.
Right.
Right. Because the reality is, you know, look, as a woman, you are being entered. It's the most invasive thing in the world that happens. It's a very, very sacred experience.
Yeah.
And what porn does is it makes it not super sacred.
Right.
And what, you know, this sort of like hard, fast, whatever, it makes it not super sacred. There's a time and a place for hard sex.
Sure.
Like, no question about that. But the vast majority of my experience with men who are talking about stuff and with women who are asking me questions is that it happens way too quickly in the experience.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very one-dimensional. It's like the only note. That's the only thing that they know how to do. And so it's like, let's expand as men in what we are capable of. And let's learn different ways and different paths to experiencing more pleasure for ourselves.
Sex on the first date, yes or no?
If you see this person as a partner potential, I'd say no.
Okay.
If you don't and you just want to have a really good time.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do men's, this one is really interesting to me. Do men's penises shrink as they get older?
Somewhat.
Really?
So like, just like your body sort of shrinks as you get older, like you lose muscle mass, you have less circulatory response, et cetera. Like if you're not actively working on that area, it can get smaller a little bit because there's less circulation usually.
Oh,
so the veins get smaller, the arteries get smaller, everything sort of gets smaller.
Okay.
Potentially. It's not like a guarantee.
Yeah.
But yes, and that's why a lot of the herbs and the oils and things like that that I have as part of my product line, they're really meant to like continuously have blood flow, nitric oxide production, relaxing the skin tissue, but also like working the area. Like you gotta do the exercises, right? Like if you go to the gym for, you know, 20 years and your biceps and this and that, and you're working out regularly and then you stop working out, well, it's like, you're going to lose all the muscle mass. It's going to become fat. You're going to get skin that's going to stretch, right? And that's just what happens if you don't cultivate an area regularly.
Mm.
So it does happen, but you can avoid it.
My husband wants sex or fucking 24/7. I want love and intimacy. He doesn't get it. Help.
Well, it's good. I don't know how old this person is, but it's good that their husband has a high libido. I think that there needs to be a conversation or come to Jesus with like, here's what I'm capable of and here's what I'm not capable of, right? Like there's so many variables. Do they have children? Do they live together? How long have they been together, et cetera? If the guy has high drive and high libido, as a woman, that's good because it means that he is like, you know, he's healthy and he's strong, et cetera. There needs to be a bit more communication about the needs and goals and desires, right? And what does that mean for her intimacy and connection, et cetera? And if he's just like fucking 24/7 and not like making love or having a more intimate experience, right? It seems like the way that she's experiencing sex right now is not intimate.
Mm.
It seems like it's probably that hard and fast thing when she says that word, right?
Yeah.
Fucking is not
making
love. So, you know, you got to just have that conversation with them and say like, hey, I'd love to just like, let's try this. Let's go really slow for one experience and see what that feels like. You know, let's try this move and where I just want to like, I'm going to be on top and I'm going to direct the process and you can't do anything. Right. And like you have to play games.
But that's kind of a fun way to make it a game.
Exactly.
Like,
the sex should be a fun game and experience, right? Where it's like, let's try this. You just get down with your, you know, erection and I'm going to do my thing and you're horny all the time. Awesome. I want to pleasure myself and you can't move.
Yeah.
Like, you know, trying things that are sexual and intimate where there's penetration, but where she's able to maybe control some of the experience more and then give positive feedback about that experience so that he understands, oh, she likes this. This is good. And I like it too. And it feels nice.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the most important part about sexual, like success in the sexual realm, is the ability for us to communicate.
Yeah.
And like, this is obviously all of life, business, personal, sexual, what and whatnot. If you don't know how to communicate, you're not going to be really good at anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You have to have the ability to communicate. And what I found is that this particular area, sexual communication, is the one that we have the least practice in. We have the one we have the least amount of teachings in. But we're starting from, we can only go up from mm-hmm. here. You know what I mean? I think that's the most important thing. And there's so much content, more and more content that's being created around that from women and from men. So we can learn how to be sexually literate, as they call it, you know.
You've mentioned Tantra, and I've done some stuff with Tantra too. And when she's saying, I want love and intimacy, that was the first thing that popped in my brain, is the difference between how they're wanting the sex to be.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have suggestions on maybe approaching your partner about something like that, like an activity like that together, or like seeing a healer or session? Like, what does that look like?
I mean, it depends on the availability of each partner, right? Mm. And so, I mean, even just doing something as simple as eye gazing, right?
Yeah.
How many partners have taken 3 minutes to look in their partner's left eye without any other distraction?
I know.
Ever.
You're looking in mine right now, and that's so hard to focus.
I'll look at your right eye. So, but like, that's the power of it, right? It's a very powerful experience,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't take any, it's quick, it's easy, and it's super intimate. That's
it's
what Tantra
so
really is.
Intimate. People don't like try it. Try right. for 1 minute. It's so much harder than you would think.
Yeah, because you become much more vulnerable, but you see mm-hmm. the other person as you, and you're like, oh wow, and you drop into this other state of being. Breathing together, learning how to align your chakras. If people don't believe in chakras, that's fine. But like connecting your bodies and breathing in unison, right? That's a super simple thing to do so that you can sort of function like this yin yang dynamic, mm. right? Like the complement, the masculine, the feminine. Spooning is a really great one. So skin to skin spooning in bed, and taking turns where it's like, I'm going to spoon you for 10 minutes and we don't have to talk. We're just going to breathe. And sometimes the man is the outside spoon and the woman is the inside spoon. And sometimes the man, maybe he has a tough day at work and he's the inside spoon and she's the outside spoon. It doesn't mean you're any less than a man.
I love that. I never thought about switching it. Yeah.
I love being inside spoon. because we're out in the world, we're doing these things, we're building this, you know what I mean? It's like, well, sometimes we need to feel that love mm-hmm. and connection from our partner. So they're very, very simple things that you can do in Tantra that that cultivate that connectivity,
mm-hmm.
that cultivate more of that intimacy, right? It's really intimate to look in someone's eyes.
Yeah.
It's intimate to like breathe with someone and just not, you don't have to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to talk. Just be with each other in that moment and do nothing else. You know, so that's what a lot of what the Tantra isn't really about penetration. Tantra mm-hmm. is about everything outside of that.
Yeah.
Right? And most of the Tantra isn't really sexual, but most people know about it through the sexual realm.
Yeah. You know? If you know anything about me, you know I am a massive creature of comfort. It is one of my top priorities in life to make my surroundings comfortable at all times. So when I found Cozy Earth, I quickly scooped up all of the luxurious bedding and loungewear that I could. It felt very on brand for me, but then I went on a trip with a girlfriend not too long ago where she could not stop commenting on how cute and comfy my pajamas were, which then made me realize they may also be my new favorite travel companion as well. Guys, I am not kidding when I say you will experience unmatched softness and smoothness with all of Cozy Earth's products. The temperature-regulating bamboo joggers and pullover crew add comfort and a touch of style to any travel ensemble, and their bedding comes in the most adorable totes, making it a super easy gift to give anyone. Discover your next destination for ultimate comfort at Cozy Earth. Visit CozyEarth.com and use our code VELVETSEDGE at the checkout for an exclusive 35% off, and let them know we sent you when you're at the checkout.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it.
We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Okay, this listener named her question Priming the Pump. What can she do, or what can I do in public with my clothes on, enticing him to experience excitement in the moment, but not burst on the first thrust later? I think that was something you said in a video.
Bust on the first thrust.
Yeah, to take his time. But how can she like prime and kind of, I don't know, maybe tease a little bit? Do you have suggestions for women? Like what are big turn-ons for men in that area?
Well, so I want to answer the other question, which is like, how does he not bust in the first thrust?
Okay.
So like, a woman just needs to like walk out of the house and a guy can be turned on if he's into her, right? We have to remember that's like true. That's how easy it is for men to be turned on.
Right.
So if you're priming the pump and you're doing all these things that are sexy and whatnot, and he hasn't actually done any of the work on himself, no matter what it is that you do.
Yeah.
Especially if you are priming the pump, it's going to be even faster. So I actually don't think it's anything that she can do in that regard. Like, dress sexy, you know, be flirtatious, you know, allow him to be a man and allow him to feel wanted and needed. Like, if a man doesn't feel wanted or desired, he's not going to be interested in you.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say it's more about sharing information with him in a subtle way, or however she can do it, where it's
okay.
like, let's try to go slow here. Let's actually experience this together. Because I like it slow and I like when you do this. So if a guy gets positive feedback mm-hmm. through a behavioral action, right? So through going slow, it's like, oh, I love when you do this. I love when you do that. He's going to get the clue, right? It's
yeah.
like, let's go slower. Learning, teaching him how to breathe, or him taking courses or whatever it is. Like, I've got a ton of stuff where it's like learning how to breathe, learning how to do Kegels, learning how to do stuff that's going to elongate the experience. But yeah, it's less about her, I think, at this point. You know, she probably just needs to like look sexy and be feminine and, you know, do her thing. It's more about teaching him and guiding him in a direction of like, I want to elongate this experience with you.
Okay.
And she needs to not say like harder, faster, et cetera. Like, she needs to be like slower.
Yeah.
Let's go as slow as we can. Let's just try something new,
mm-hmm.
right? Where she suggests an idea, or she gives him oral sex and she does it super slow. You know, where it's like, let's build the anticipation. Mm-hmm. Or the game is, let's actually like have an experience where we have to do everything 5 times slower than we normally would, right? Or we're going to do this for X number of minutes, right? And then the timer goes off, or something like that, right?
Yeah.
You just have to communicate and be creative, right?
Yeah.
With your experiences together. If you want him to go slower, you have to teach and behave in a way that is slower.
Right. I was going to say, I think sometimes it's hard for women too, and a lot of the younger men that I've even heard talking about sex are like, well, she said she likes it hard, and you know, all the women. And I'm like, who are these women and why are you ruining it for the rest of us?
There are a lot of women who do.
I know, but yeah. I also think it's because they don't know really like the other way, or that's what mm-hmm. That's the story I make up. And so I'm just, yeah, I think it's kind of a both, it's like both people or both sides of it are really not helping the issue.
Exactly.
And again, it goes back to like, we're so uncomfortable talking about sex. So
yeah.
we just do the thing yeah. we see in porn. And like, I yeah. think for women, what men don't understand is they just want you to be into them. So like a lot of times they're just acting that out in the sex life.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, well, he likes this, so I'm going to do
he
that.
He likes this being
exactly.
the key thing. Yeah.
And also a lot of women watch porn.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you are a woman watching porn and it's hard, fast, etc., you're going to get habitually trained as well. And your brain chemistry is going to change
right.
as well. And so you're going to want that in your sexual experiences. And so, you know, it's a two-way street. It's not like men are the only ones that are getting screwed up from watching porn.
Sure.
And a lot of younger women also are watching it because they have so much more access to it
mm-hmm.
than, you know, people who are older in their 40s and 50s.
Yeah.
So, you know, if she does want that, that's just probably because she's also a one-note person. That's
mm-hmm.
all she sort of knows.
Mm-hmm.
And as a man, you actually have to you have to change the script and sort of like break rapport with that situation, which is like, actually, no, I'm going to go super slow. And what I want you to do is just feel, right? Feel as much as you can. But if she's used to that thing, right? And think about like women who use vibrators.
Right.
Men can never, like, no. A men can never compete with that.
No.
It is a machine that is creating a physical response that a man can never do. Right. It's also not a human thing. So there's no skin, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when we get into these habits of hard fast, women are habituated as well. And so they need to also unlearn that.
Yeah, and deprogram that makes so much sense.
You know, mm-hmm. It's not just the man's role. Mm-hmm. And especially if she's like harder and faster, well, then that's what you're going to get.
Yeah.
You know, you're only going to know this one lane.
Yeah. I like that you keep saying the one note. Like there's just so much more.
Yeah.
And because that actually makes you want to try it all. Like if you think about it that way,
it
could be so much more interesting. Okay. Can a 77-year-old active man who doesn't drink overcome ED without Viagra?
Yeah.
How?
Well, you know, look, like there are certain, I mean, you can take herbs and supplements and things like that. You can use, you know, physical devices that can be helpful. You have to cultivate the energy in that region more regularly with yourself. I don't know if he's watching porn or not. If he is, stop it immediately.
Okay.
That may take a long time. If he's not, you know, continue on the path. But like, you got to do the exercises. You got to work on your PC muscle. You got to do Kegels. You can take herbs and things like that, which will be supportive and helpful to increasing circulation. I always say like as natural as possible for as long as possible.
Okay.
Viagra is a great invention and it's super supportive to a lot of guys. It is heavily oversubscribed, especially to men under 40 in this country. And it's a whole epidemic that, you know, that's a whole conversation. But, you know, he can. It may take him a little bit longer, right? Because he's older. But working on your cardiovascular system is super important. So you totally can do it. You just have to be committed and diligent. If he's overweight, well, he said he's healthy, so he's going to be wrong. But that's another big one is if you're fat. That's
really?
That's going to be challenging.
Okay.
It makes it a lot harder.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of. A degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Well, what if, because the next question is, how should a woman approach their partner who has not yet accepted that they potentially have ED?
I think that probably happens a lot.
Yeah.
So the set and setting and the intention is super important, right? And it's probably one of the most challenging conversations a woman has to have with a guy. If a woman doesn't want to just, you know, sit back and not have sexual experiences because of that, right? Because that guy who has ED is not going to be engaging in sexual experience.
Right.
If he doesn't know he has, I mean, first of all, he knows he has ED.
He knows, yeah.
Right. So some of it's just like, you know, you got to break rapport sometimes, but doing it in a super compassionate way, which is like, let's do this together, or let's work on this and let's try to find solutions. If that guy doesn't have the wherewithal to do something on his own and search for options or explore, then he needs support and he needs help. You know, all I could say is like, it's contextual about what this person is into, what they like, but finding an environment where they're at their, you know, peak high, and then, you know, bringing in this topic of conversation is going to be helpful, where you do that sandwich. And maybe it's two slices of sandwich, like two slices of bread, and then the middle of the sandwich,
yeah.
You know, like you have to, maybe you have to stack on more and more, right? And, you know, because if you don't say anything, you may never actually get what you're desiring. And if you do say something, you may run the risk of hurting his feelings momentarily. But he already knows what's going on. So just approaching it being like, hey, like, let's get this going, you know, for you. And just being like on his team and on his side.
Mm-hmm.
Not like I'm feeling less than, or I'm feeling not supported in our sexual life, where it's just like, let's support you. I want this for you. I want to do this for you. And you know, I love you. And, I, you know, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
You have to make sure that...
Just affirming.
Yeah. Affirming mm-hmm. and positive response.
Okay. How do I initiate more sex if my sex drive is higher than my husband's?
Oh. Mm. Well, usually that happens as men get older.
Right.
And so it's actually interesting. You find a lot of women that are in their late 30s, early 40s, mid 40s, who their sex drive is usually at their highest then.
Exactly.
Because they have more testosterone production at that time in their life. And then they, if they're not in a partnership or if they're divorced or something like that, they usually go for guys that are younger.
Mm-hmm.
Because sexually, they're getting their sexual primes matched. Societally, it makes no sense. And children-wise, it makes no sense. But like, a guy in his mid to late 20s is much more sexually primed and appropriate for a woman in their mid 40s or early late 30s. You can sort of like try to create more experiences where you're sexual together. You can do things that are going to be more of a turn on for him. Men love physical touch. So it's like, I've never, you know, if a man doesn't want to get massaged or touched or whatever it may be, try to have, you know, do a shower with him, give him a massage, turn him over, whatever you got to do, right? Where it's like, let's get you into more of that sexual realm.
Okay.
Is going to be helpful. Men respond usually through physical touch and through words. That's like their love languages.
Mm-hmm.
So creating an environment where you're maybe initiating a bit more than you would want to, but like you kind of have to do it just because that's what happens. And also making sure he's not watching porn. Because again, any energy that is going outside of the relationship, especially to the computer, is going to take away from any of his drive that he has for you. Like it's just a fact, you know, and he's going to get less and less and less and less interested in you if that porn continues to stay mm-hmm. high. If he's not watching porn and he's not into you, I don't know. I mean, you know, you got to try to spice things up a little bit in some mm-hmm. capacity. It's a tough one.
That is a tough
one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And maybe you need to do more things for him just to get him into that sexual zone.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you need to, you know, I don't know, go down on more, I don't know, whatever it may be. But it's like getting him in the moment where he's being more served, I guess,
right,
to get him into the sexual zone, and then you can get into it.
Also, you know, what's coming to me is how you said to ask for preferences or things that turn you on, like kinks or anything mm-hmm. like that. Like maybe start with that kind of conversation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And also, like, you know, who knows the dynamic of the relationship, how long they've been together,
right,
how old they are. There's so many variables.
True.
There's so many variables as part of that. And, you know, I just think that it's all about communication.
Yeah.
And as a woman, you don't need to be afraid you're going to hurt his feelings, but being able to communicate your desires in an environment where you feel safe, where he feels non-threatened,
mm-hmm.
is like, that's the key. Creating, however it is that you need to create that with your partners.
Yeah. I want to say something else to women too, because we've said you don't need to worry about like hurting their feelings, but it's so ingrained in us to not do that and to not rock the boat. But what I've taught myself and a couple of my friends and I talk about this, like it's actually more cruel to not be honest.
Correct.
You're not doing anybody any favors. It's enabling the bad behavior, or the same mm-hmm. behavior, or anything like that. And it is not intimate. It's not truth.
Yeah.
So it's actually like more mean.
Exactly.
If that's what you're worried about, it's actually more mean not to be honest. Yeah. So
it's a short-term You know, you're looking for more of like a, I tell, you know, my girlfriend's like, oh, I don't want to say something because I feel bad.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to hurt his feelings. And I'm like, men are linear like creatures, right? We don't like being in purgatory. We don't necessarily love feedback, but if we get a response, at least we know where we stand, right? So this happens a lot with like ghosting, or like, I didn't want to communicate with him because I felt bad, or I didn't want to tell him that he was bad in bed because I felt bad, or that I wasn't enjoying the experience and I didn't want to continue the experience because he was bad, right? If you're in a partnership with someone, you're with them more regularly. Yeah. It's a different scenario. But men can rationalize things pretty easily. You know, yeah, it's about an area that's very sensitive for us, but we can rationalize mostly anything as long as there's communication that's compassionate. So if you're being engaged with and you're not feeling like you're attacked, I would say, I would encourage all women, like, speak up, speak your mind. And if he can't handle it, that's something he needs to work on, right? That's something that he needs to really focus on, right? Because at the end of the day, you know, if you're not comfortable getting feedback, you know, even in this area, right? Like, you got to just continue to work on yourself and elevate so that you can. Because we're not all perfect. We're not all, like, really good at everything.
Right.
You know, and every man in his life has had situations sexually which have been suboptimal. It just happens.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, where it's complex, you know?
Yeah. Okay, last one. Advice for women who struggle to, because they have never had an orgasm with their partner.
Oh.
Well, you said earlier some guys don't care, so I guess make sure he cares first.
Well, yeah, well, make sure he cares, but also, yeah, I guess the questions I would ask are, have you had an orgasm with yourself? Have you had an orgasm with other partners? Have you never had an orgasm ever? Right? Those are sort of like qualifying questions. And, you know, if you know what you like, right, and you know what gets you, what turns you on, are you communicating that with your partner in some way? Right? Is there the communication clear? Right? Well, like, I like this, or I like that, or I like this position, or this position, you know, usually turns me on. Some women don't actually explore themselves. So they don't know.
Right.
And then it's kind of like the blind leading the blind. The guys try to figure it out. The woman doesn't actually explore it herself. And it's like, well, if it happens, it's like, it's a miracle. Or it's, it's like, you know, once out of every 100 times. So knowing what you like, communicating that to the man being able to like take that feedback and be like, cool, like, let's try this together. You know, and it could be a function of, you know, maybe there's a lack of skill on the man's side where he doesn't actually know what to do, you know, and he needs to sort of like learn different things. But it's complicated because there's so many things I would probably want to ask this person. Yeah. But I think it really stems from like, if you know what you like and you can get yourself off, then you need to share with him what that's like and sort of do it together and guide him. You know, it's like, you're going to take dance lessons as a guy and you need to learn how to lead ultimately. But before you learn how to lead, you need to learn the moves. And so usually there's like a woman who's teaching the guy the moves, right? So how do you do these dances together? And it's, you know, sort of very similar sexually in this scenario where it's like, if she knows what she wants, she shouldn't just leave it up to him to figure it out.
Yeah.
She needs to be really communicative of like, hey, I love this. Let's try this, or like do it here. And maybe she's more in her masculine in those first little bits until he gets a hang of it. But hopefully he'll learn and then he can just do it on his own. And then she can fully relax in her feminine and then he can do his thing.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. And then if she doesn't know what she likes, maybe that's where to start.
Like
going to figure that out on your own first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Jackson has a ton more info on his social media pages, lots of videos on all the things we've talked about, and actually more. We kept it fairly PG for some of this content. So can you tell the listeners where they can find you if they want to keep up with you?
Yeah. So social media is all Get Natural Jackson, okay. Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. Yeah, and my website is naturaljackson.com for supplements and programs and things like that.
What kind of programs are you offering on the website?
So I have individual courses about edging and Kegels and breathing and things like that, mostly for men, but a couple for women. And then we're actually putting together a community where there's going to be conversations, chats, a private community where people can get access to the courses, the programs, the PDFs, the brochures, all the stuff that I create, all the guides and things like that. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be released in May, which is exciting.
Cool.
And so you'll be able to get access to everything there. But yeah, those are the two places to go.
Awesome. So. Well, as always, I will put that in the description of this podcast for you guys. Jackson, thank you for being here. This is so fun. We might have to have you back and answer some more of those steaming questions.
I would love that.
All right. Thank you guys for listening.
Take care.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.